This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the second hour of the program. You can join us here on the radio. Toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype on in here. Oh, no, you can't do that. Sorry. I'm going to have to break myself of that habit. We fired Skype. You cannot Skype into the show anymore.
Do we need a Skype jar?
That probably wouldn't hurt.
Kind of like, you know, how some people have a cuss jar. Every time you say Skype, you put a dollar in the jar.
I did good for the first hour. I didn't say it in the first hour. Discord is what we've replaced that with. Discord now has three call-in lines on there, and if we need to add more, we can add more. It's not a problem. Discord.lrn.fm. You'll sound awesome like you're sitting here in the studio with us. During the news break, I don't know how we got on the topic, but I brought up this thing Johnny Ray showed me.
First, we were talking about Repo Man.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then,
Repo Man.
Because
the 1980s and when that movie came out.
And then there's Repo Man 2010, which is what I was thinking about. Which is
completely
body
unrelated.
Parts,
and
Drew
I was thinking
Law,
of
Forrest
the wrestler.
Whitaker.
The wrestler from the 90s.
Yes. And if, for whatever reason, I was like, hey, what about the Outsiders? And you guys have never seen The Outsiders or read the book.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a gang. It's coming of age, gang versus gang. You know, and it was a lot of up-and-comers. A lot of Hollywood up-and-comers were in this movie. Tom Cruise and Estevez and Patrick Swayze.
This is from the 80s.
Yeah. Good stuff. So talking about this 80s show with the coming of age kids brought us to.
There's this show that's come out apparently recently on YouTube, and I guess YouTube's doing their own thing now, kind of like how Netflix has their own series that they're putting together. In fact, Netflix has just an insane amount of programming that they're creating.
Right, and YouTube has even done a good bit of movies where YouTube is producing these movies. Mm-hmm. They're putting them on their
YouTube exclusive.
The YouTube Red service.
Which is a subscription service,
and it's my thought that they're attempting to compete with Netflix.
Definitely.
That also has a lot of original programming.
Right, and all the Hulu and...
Exactly. Yeah.
So apparently they've brought back the Karate Kid in a series called Cobra Kai.
Which isn't a satire. Which is what I immediately thought when you started talking about it. I was thinking it's like these...
You thought it was like Funny or Die college humor thing?
Yeah, the two actors got together. They're, you know, retired and they just get together and just like, hey, let's hang out. And they're in their garage and they're just throwing cardboard cutouts at each other.
No, this is like a well-produced looking television series featuring Ralph Macchio, the original Karate Kid from the 1980s, who's now in his 50s. The dude was born in 1961, so he's back. The bad guy from the movie is also back. In fact, this new show, it looks like it might even focus on the bad guy. What was his name?
Johnny.
Johnny. So he's back.
Johnny
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, so he's back, and the trailer's funny. It looks well produced, well done.
Yeah, I might put it on my list.
Johnny Ray was raving about it, so he's actually watching. Johnny Ray, our former Sunday night co-host, he's Mr. Mom now. I don't know, for listeners that would like a Johnny Ray update, he had to leave Free Talk Live because his girl got pregnant, soon to be married, and he's staying home.
His kid, his boy, was taking a nap on his chest, and his whole head was just buried in Johnny Ray's beard.
Yeah.
So it was just right up to his shoulders. Very, very strange looking picture, and he probably needs to shave that thing off.
No, he seems to be growing it longer. He's going the mountain man.
Right.
The New Hampshire mountain man look.
I wonder how long his new wife is going to put up with that.
Yeah, I don't know. She must like it, right? Like, if it's gotten that long. But anyway, so he's really into the show. Highly recommended it. I asked him because I said that the trailer looks funny. You know, it's got some really funny moments, and he described it as a dramedy. So I guess it's got some good humor along with the drama.
Well, here's what I saw watching the trailer.
Yeah,
it was an exact remake of the original
of Karate Kid.
So it's the same damn thing. Why? Well, because that's all Hollywood could do these days. Everything is a remake of
or a reboot
or a refreshing.
Halloween's coming out again. The movie Halloween, the old John Carpenter movie from 1980.
I mean, what original movies have come out recently?
Oh, there's got to be something.
No one watches them.
Movies.
So there might be original content out there, but everyone flocks to what they find
familiar.
Familiar. Exactly.
Yeah. And all these things from the 1980s, the stuff that we grew up with, right? We're all in our 30s here in the studio.
I'm 40.
Tonight. You're now 40. That's right. Congratulations.
I'm close.
So we're in our late 30s, early 40s. We grew up in the 1980s.
Yes.
And so the stuff that, you know, we were experiencing as kids, they're bringing all that stuff back. You know, I was just watching a god-awful Transformers movie last week. The most recent one was absolutely terrible.
Bumblebee?
No, that one hasn't come out yet. That's coming out later this year, and it actually looks pretty good.
All I know is John Cena's in that one.
He is. That's right. The meme guy. The wrestler meme.
He's a wrestler. Yeah. And apparently you can actually see him in the movie.
Yeah, I guess he's one of the main roles, as a matter of fact.
Well, here's the question. So now why is this happening?
Some people would say that, you know, like there's not really been anything new in a long time because everybody wants to sort of, you know, like bring back stuff from their childhood.
Well, it's nothing is new. It's nothing new under the sun. It's everything.
Right. That was said like 2,700 years ago.
But here's the reason why it seems so prominent, and it really is prominent. And everything that is popular, everything that is doing well in Hollywood right now that's making money is a reboot. Everything. None of the independent films, none of the original movies, you just don't hear about them. You might hear about them 10 years from now when they become cult classics.
What about the Marvel movies? Do those count as reboots?
Oh, most definitely. They're not reboots, but they're
taking an old property and...
Correct. They're characters that a lot of us grew up... I grew up with the comic books. I know all those characters.
And those are huge.
Some of them are Guardians of the Galaxy are new to me.
Okay.
But those are the
old characters.
But the format makes sense to me. But here's the reason. And this is what you're getting on about... The YouTube having bringing in its own class of movies, and that is there are so many options available, so you have competition among all of these different producers. You also have our shrinking attention span, and then you have...
What'd you say?
Yes, exactly. And then you have
shrinking.
And then you shrinking. And well, this process is
that,
called...
That might be a movie that YouTube is...
This process is called the blurring. But
this is not a new term for me.
It is a new term that is going to grow and it's going to become a thing.
Where did you get this term? What are your conspiracy theory shows?
There is a movie review team out there, and I don't know their name. It's Red Media, Red Tube Media, or something like that. But the guy's name is Mr. Plinkett.
Huh.
But anyway, so you have those two things, and then you also have the producers who are trying to make money.
Sure.
So they're not going to risk. They're trying something new when they know all they got to do is
do tried and true. Yeah, go with the tried.
And so it's sad that
Predator's coming out again.
Yes,
and
it actually looks good.
I think a lot of it has to do not necessarily so much with a shortening of attention span because movies are fairly long. They're like 2 hours long.
Yeah, but when you look at the actual movie itself, it's just action scene from action scene. It's what a few
He's
seconds.
Saying the style but, of editing, the directorial style. Like Michael Bay is
right,
an example
well,
of this.
What I was going to say is a lot of it has to do with the way that people get their entertainment. To where when we were kids...
Mm-hmm.
We could go to the movie theater and watch a new movie, and it might be in the movie theater for a couple of months.
Maximum.
And then, if you were lucky, 6 months later, there might be a copy at the video store.
Right.
If you were lucky. But now, with everything being on demand and so many people, quote-unquote, cutting the cord, and I don't know if you can consider it cord cutting if you're paying for 5 different streaming services, but, you know, people are getting content from different places.
Right.
Yeah, so again, it's the competition. You have these producers who are competing with each other trying to get their content out there to you, but it's so easy to get content that Hollywood's putting out 10 movies a week.
And
then you have all of these. You have Netflix, you have Hulu, you have YouTube, you have Amazon.
Hulu's not creating their own content.
They all have their own
Hulu is aggregating. Hulu aggregates from other places. But you've got Netflix.
No, they have their own content, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think they
do. I don't subscribe.
But Netflix, they'll come up with these original series, and then they drop, here's the entire series, and people binge watch over
all
a weekend.
At once. Now, okay, so since you were having a tough time, Conan, thinking of original properties, things that are not sequels or reboots or whatever, I have not seen this movie, but I saw it when I was at Walmart tonight.
It's based on a book.
Ready Player One.
It's already it's a book, dude.
So you're saying that doesn't count even if it's never been made into a movie? All right, what would you say is a new property?
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We've got Discord, three Discord on-air call-in lines open for you if you would like to join us there over at discord.lrn.fm. You can get the Discord app for your favorite smart device or your laptop or desktop computer, Linux, Windows, Macintosh. There's even a web version of it. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We're talking about the domestic box office here. We've been discussing how movies are sort of, you were saying Hollywood's out of ideas.
It's not that they're out of ideas. You still have original movies that are coming out, original product that is coming out. But
so you admit that there are original things. Good.
But no one watches them.
Not many.
No one watches them. They don't make money. And more producers and directors and artists have stopped making them because it's like we're not gonna waste our money on that.
All right.
We're not gonna risk our money on something that's not going to work for us.
So a couple of the top Netflix shows that are considered Netflix originals, and I want to hear your opinion, since you're saying that nothing is original.
I didn't say nothing.
Orange is the New Black.
I have never
original
seen it.
Original or no?
I haven't seen it, and I'm not going to.
Well, it's one of the top shows on Netflix.
Okay.
And
I haven't seen it, so
it's
I don't have an opinion.
My question isn't, Conan, do you like it?
How can I have an opinion on it if I don't know anything about it? I don't know who's in it. I don't know what it's about.
Daryl, he didn't say nothing is original.
Originally, he did. But he
was exaggerating. But look, I'm going to back Conan up on this one, but let's look at movies. Because when you're looking at Netflix, they're not making money directly off of each of those series. If nobody's watching it, presumably they're not going to continue producing it, but they get their revenue from their subscribers, and then they make what they think their subscribers are going to enjoy. Whereas, you know, with like a television show that's not Netflix, they've got to sell advertisements, and there's more revenue, kind of more direct revenue per show. There's ratings with TV. With movies, you get a box office return, right? You can rank the movies in the year. So I went back, I pulled up 2017, the latest full year that we have box office returns for. This according to boxofficemojo.com. Now, I'm not real connected with the movie scene. I couldn't tell you what's in theaters right now. I have no idea. Every now and then I'll hear about something and I'm like, I want to see that.
Yeah, it's usually through Mark because Mark is the big Marvel guy.
I don't go see the Marvel movies though, so I don't really care. I don't really care about those.
Do you watch them at all?
No. I went to see the Captain America, the first one, which was like a decade ago or whenever, when that came out because Mark wanted me to go with him. But I don't think I've seen anything really.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember the last movie I went to go watch in a movie theater.
Mine would have been Solo, the Star Wars movie.
Mine was Armageddon.
In 1998?
99, somewhere around that time.
That was the last time you were in a movie theater?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
And I'm sitting on a stack of tickets. I keep winning movie tickets on trivia in the morning.
Seriously, when do they expire?
They don't.
Well, let's go.
Well, we don't know what's out there. We got to move the...
Slender Man comes out sometime soon. I saw an ad on YouTube.
I'm glad you brought that up. Based on a video game.
And then, of course, Predator is coming out later this year. The Predator is what they're calling this one. And so they get into the top 10.
There's going to be a super Predator.
Just looking at the top 10 of 2017. You're absolutely right, Conan. Number one, Star Wars Last Jedi with $620 million gross. And that may be, I don't know if that's global or if
that's
US.
So that's a sequel to something. It's not a reboot.
Same thing. It's the same concept, though. You're using an old property. You're taking an old property that people love from the past, and you're doing it again.
And even some of the same actors.
Yeah, it's a sure thing
before they kill them all off.
Beauty and the Beast, the live-action version of Beauty and the Beast.
There was a live-action version?
There was. I think it had the chick from Harry Potter, the young lady. Hermione. She was in that.
Whatever her name is.
Wonder Woman, number 3, comic book.
Yep.
Number 4, Jumanji sequel. Welcome to the Jungle.
That's actually a good movie.
I'm not saying these aren't good movies. I haven't seen most of them, but
is it good because it's got a wrestler in it, or is it good because it's good?
It's good because it's good.
I heard it was good. Number 5, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Again, comic book.
Yep.
Number 6, Spider-Man Homecoming. Comic book. And again, a series that has also been rebooted, by the way. The Spider-Man movies back when the guy that did this, oh God, I'm spacing on...
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, Maguire.
Pleasantville.
Right. I was thinking of the director in that case. But anyway, yeah, the Evil Dead series director came back and did that. Now they've rebooted that series again. Number 7 on the list of 2017 domestic grosses, It. Again, another remake. Remember they made It back when it was a TV series.
And this was It Part 1.
Oh, they're making a sequel to this one?
My understanding was basically they took the original and they are doing
the
two-movie.
The original book is two parts.
I see.
But I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. It's available to me, but I haven't watched it yet. I'm kind of getting away from scary movies.
And to round out the top 10 here, number 8, Thor Ragnarok. Another sequel to another comic book movie. Despicable Me Part 3 at number 9.
And is that the thing with the little yellow
little guys,
thing,
yeah.
The minions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 3. And finally, number 10 on the list of 2017 domestic grosses, Justice League, which is, again, another comic book.
I do think that Hulu and Netflix and Amazon have a little more leeway when it comes to producing original content, because they're not, unless it's something like Game of Thrones, they're not spending as much money as Hollywood is.
Right.
And their intended audience is going to, just what you said, they're going to binge watch the whole season all in one sitting. And so I think that, yes, Orange is the New Black, whatever it's about, probably...
It's about ladies' prison.
Yeah, and it's why I haven't watched it. I think it probably might have some original content there that is not, that has definitely been done before, but not like these movies have been done before.
Here's 2018. So just to back you up even further now.
Halfway through the year.
Through the year. Number 1, Black Panther, with over $700 million gross, which is, again, comic book movie.
Comic book. But
number 2, Avengers Infinity War, another comic book movie. Number 3, Incredibles 2, so a sequel. Number 4, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, another sequel.
Isn't this like the 5th Jurassic Park movie?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. Number 5 is Deadpool Part 2. Another sequel. 6, Solo, A Star Wars Story. Prequel. Ant-Man and the Wasp at number 7, another comic book movie. Number 8, this one I don't know. Okay, so maybe this is an exception. A Quiet Place. Does anyone know what that is?
Somewhere that you go to get away from Conan yelling about things?
You were the one who'd been yelling all evening.
Number 9, Hotel Transylvania Part 3, Summer Vacation.
Didn't know there were two of them.
Yeah, I never heard of that
series. A Quiet Place is a horror film, which is like the bad guys pick up on sounds.
Horror movies have happened before, so therefore
a
remake.
No, maybe an original one.
Sounds original, I think. So you got to be quiet. If you make any sound at all, they'll pick up on it. They'll come swooping down and grab it.
Like the Tremors.
Oh, maybe it has been done before.
Number 10 on 2018, Ocean's 8, which is the all-female remake of Ocean's 11.
Oh, crap.
Right?
We can't win.
So they're going to have 9 and 10 round out the thing.
So out of 20 movies, out of the top 10 in 2017, 2018, only one property was an original concept.
Maybe.
Barely. 855, 453. If you haven't seen Tremors from the 1980s, check that one out.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
You know,
USA Radio News.
The five suspects accused of abusing 11 children at a New Mexico compound were training them to commit school shootings. That's at least according to prosecutors. Last week, the sheriff received a complaint that there's actually a shooting range on the compound. The sheriff said that's what broke the case wide open.
For me, that was the breaking point where I thought we finally had enough probable cause to put in an affidavit for a search warrant and present it to a district judge.
Today in Arlington, Virginia, the Army returned the dog tags to the sons of a soldier missing from the Korean War. Charles McDaniel's dad went missing from the Korean War when he was 3 years old.
We didn't expect this. We've had a few days. Suddenly, we were contacted by the Department of the Army, and they said, "We found one dog tag, and it's your father's."
McDaniel said this would help him and his family to put closure on their father's life. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here if you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There's our Discord. On-air call-in lines as well. Over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
And don't forget about Zencash. It is a cryptocurrency created by voluntarists, people that understand the ideas of liberty and the ideas of good economics. They started Zencash, and they started it with some of the best technology out there, including zero-knowledge anonymity. For those of you that are into privacy and privacy coins, you really need to know about Zencash. Go and learn more about it at Zencash.com. You'll also learn that they've got over 13,000 secure nodes, which makes Zencash one of the most well-distributed, secure systems of any cryptocurrency on the planet. Like, we're talking top three level here. Go to Zencash.com to learn more. They've also now launched their Supernodes, which advances the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensures the utility of Zencash as a currency and also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. So they've got a lot of plans for Zencash. They're just getting started. Go to Zencash.com. Their official Zencash wallet is available for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Once again, Zencash.com. We're talking about Hollywood being out of ideas and how the box office is just loaded up with reboots, remakes,
Refreshes, sequels,
yeah,
prequels.
And all these other things. And we went through the top 10 box office takes of 2017 and 2018 thus far and looked at those 20 movies, and all but one of them were a remake, reboot, sequel, comic book story kind of thing. So I think that backs up your argument, Conan, and... I mean, nobody really cares,
well, I mean,
right? Because people love this stuff.
Well, I mean,
like it.
Back in the day, when the kids were all around the radio listening to the Saturday morning, what do they call them?
Radio dramas.
Well, you had your Lone Ranger, and you had your Buck Rogers.
Yeah, radio dramas.
Yeah, I mean, those were basically the same friggin' story every single Saturday with the same characters fighting the same villains. It never got anything accomplished, and they're real quick. And
sure.
Is there any difference today, or is it just the same?
Well, I mean, the old story is...
Are we just a reboot
of
100 years ago?
The claim is that all of the stories have been told, right? Like,
nothing new under the sun.
Right, that, you know, it's all the hero's journey or whatever, and it's just different characters and different jokes.
And we all go back to what makes us feel good and makes us remember our childhood. The member berries are coming, and you love them, and you want to get more.
And what exactly are member berries?
All right, if you ever watched South Park, you would know.
Okay, there's a bunch of people that don't watch South Park that have no clue what a member berry is.
It's a thing in a South Park episode of berries that go, I remember
that.
And it's always about some sort of thing from the past.
Remember when Han Solo shot first? I remember.
Yeah.
It's all nostalgic memories of our past. You brought up a...
The Solo movie was good, by the way.
You brought up an original idea that just consumed every member berry on the vine, and that was Stranger Things.
Which is one of the top shows on Netflix
it's a callback to the 80s.
It's a great original idea. The characters are new and original. The story seems original. Mm-hmm. And no, everything about it is what I remember feeling growing up. You have the Stephen King font on the Stranger Things. You had all the kids playing Dungeons and Dragons, and they're all talking on their walkie-talkies.
Since we're talking about 80s,
they're all building forts. I mean,
is Westworld?
Westworld is most definitely
an original, or is that
Westworld's a TV series? Westworld is excellent.
It's a reboot.
It's a TV reboot of a movie from the 1970s. So
okay. which is actually pretty decent, by the way. The movie.
I never seen the movie, but it was originally a Michael Crichton script. So the same guy who wrote Jurassic Park and many other classic books. I think he passed away like a decade ago.
Yes, he's passed.
But he wrote Westworld the movie, and now they've rebooted that into a two-season-long HBO series of an hour-long drama kind of show. And it's fantastic.
Season one is fantastic. I haven't even finished season
two.
I can't watch it. It got old. It's stale.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't.
Maybe if they had broken out and they're in the outside world, and then they're on some richer's yacht having a massacre.
I guess I shouldn't probably say. I won't say anything else. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But it basically is the overarching plot is about robots that sort of become more conscious of themselves and want to escape from this park that they've been put in, where they're essentially they exist to serve.
They weren't
humans.
Put there. They were born there.
Well, yeah, but they essentially
then that
exist.
Means they were put there.
They essentially exist to serve the.
If they were made in the park. And then they never left the park. Then they were put in the park.
Whatever. They were built there. It's a great show, Westworld on HBO. Their main purpose originally was to basically service humans in a variety of different ways.
Service their fantasies.
Service their fantasies. So sexual, violent, all kinds of sick stuff. And they get tired of being raped and murdered and all that. So they have themselves a robot rebellion and rise up, and it gets very, very interesting. So anything else to say about reboots and...
I don't know. I like my action hero movies, my Marvels and my... Not this DC necessarily, but I'll watch all of them.
You like the Marvels, not the DC?
I never really liked DC. I was always kind of iffy with Marvel. It was when Image Comics came out, Spawn, and the Wildcats, and you had it in Pit. You started getting into a more mature...
How about Dark Horse Comics? I used to read the Alien and Predator series over there.
The art, I was always more of a little... I always liked good art.
Yeah.
So if it was a good story and good art, I was all over it. Dark Horse was... The artwork was sometimes worse than Marvel.
Hmm.
They might have had good storylines, but I just couldn't get past the.
Who's putting out the Star Wars comics?
I don't have a clue. Probably
they have comics.
Yes,
I know. Back in the day, Marvel was purchasing the rights to every movie.
Doesn't Disney own Marvel now?
Yes,
Disney owns Star Wars. It's got to be Marvel.
Illuminati owns Disney.
By the way, I was going to say, the Solo movie was good. I don't know if anybody saw that one.
No one's watching it because they're all blackballing the last director of Star Wars and, of course, the CEO of Lucasfilms. Everyone's like, nope, we're just going to boycotting. So, yeah, it might be perfect.
Great. I thought
they're boycotting, but it was still one of the top 10
It was one of the top
movies.
10, yes.
Still, yeah.
It
Which
didn't
means
do as
that
well as they'd hoped.
Some people are watching this
A lot
thing.
Of people watched it. It just didn't do
they
as
lost,
well as
they
hoped.
That movie tanked.
Compared no, it to, didn't
yeah,
tank.
Compared to the money they were anticipating making, it tanked.
Well,
yes.
I don't know. Anyway, toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. It's number 6 right now coming out, so it's not even probably isn't even done making money at this point.
Well, no, it's it'll make money. It'll make a lot of money, but it's not going to make what the last Star Wars made.
All right. I guess that's our pop culture commentary for the night. Unless you want to jump in here and talk about various remakes and such. And again, these things are working.
Yeah, point us out to good movies that have come out in the last 5 years that are good, created by Hollywood. And
successful and commercially successful?
Sure. Well, they don't even have to be commercially successful, but they have their original ideas. That's all I want. I want to watch
them. So you don't care if it's successful?
Like this Quiet Thing, The Quiet Place. I'll look into that. I'm going to check it out.
All right.
It probably is a ripoff of Tremors.
I love Tremors. All right. What else we got here? Daryl, you've got a story out of California where San Francisco Bay Area companies are being prohibited from what?
So let me jump into an article from Business Insider. They say Mountain View, which is a city in Silicon Valley, will not allow a new office development where Facebook is set to move in this fall to have a cafeteria with free food for employees. The city of San Francisco, which is home to Twitter, among others, is proposing a similar rule that would ban new workplace cafeterias for the same reason.
What's the reason?
I will get into as we get into the article.
I'm going to take a guess. They want to protect the existing restaurants and fast food places and guarantee them business.
When Facebook moves into a new office complex in Mountain View called The Village, workers will not be able to enjoy a beloved perk, cafeterias with unlimited breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I'll tell you why.
I'm going to guess it's health reasons. They're worried about obesity and over-sugaring and over-fat.
So are they allowed to have a cafeteria, just not free food?
We'll explain.
All right, more on the way here in moments. What will San Francisco be protecting you from now?
Sugar.
Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProCure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProCure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProCure dealer or ProCureUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Time for some straight talk. I'm pro-God, pro-family, pro-life, and pro-constitutional carry. As an aerospace engineer, I like to fix things. We need to fix our roads, our schools, our auto insurance, our health care, and our tax policy. That's exactly what I will do if you elect me as your next governor. principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for Governor.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. We were talking about Hollywood running out of ideas. You're certainly still welcome to comment on that if you want, that we're getting into a story about San Francisco tech companies going to be prohibited from giving their employees what is a pretty sweet perk, free food.
You can better believe it.
Go to this cafeteria and just eat to your heart's content. These are these ginormous kind of campuses, as they're called. Now, they're not workplaces. They're campuses now, and that's where they hire these people in, and they give them, like, a bunch of free crap and, like, games they can play, and it's basically they've got a bunch of kids.
Yeah, some of these places you got to feed the dogs. Otherwise, you're going to get home one day, and your dogs are going to be on neighbor's porch.
Well, yeah, they got to provide all these benefits, or else they'll go somewhere else.
Every job has its quirks, and it sounds like these guys are throwing the food out there because it works.
But now, if for whatever reason you want to open your business in San Francisco and pay the insane rents or property values in order to do that, you will be prohibited. And not just San Francisco, you said in multiple cities.
Bay Area cities. And again, article from Business Insider says when Facebook moves into a new complex in the city of Mountain View into an area called The Village, workers will not be able to enjoy a beloved perk, cafeterias with unlimited breakfast, lunch, and supper. The city of Mountain View prohibits companies from fully subsidizing meals in The Village, and the rule could spread to other Bay Area cities in the future. Free food is a popular benefit at tech companies throughout San Francisco and Silicon Valley. This week, San Francisco legislators proposed a similar restriction, which, if passed, would adjust zoning laws to ban new construction of on-site workplace cafeterias. The ban would not be retroactive, however, so companies like Google that currently have the on-site cafeterias would get to keep theirs.
But wait a minute, so they're prohibiting cafeterias, period, not just free cafeterias.
They're
saying you cannot have a cafeteria.
The proposal in San Francisco would ban tech companies from having an on-site cafeteria.
Period.
Period.
Okay. So this has nothing to do with the fact that it's a bonus. You couldn't even have a cafeteria and charge people
the
cafeteria.
Right, and again, yeah. we're talking about the proposal in San Francisco, right. which prohibits the on-site cafeteria. Yep. The current law in the city of Mountain View, which is near San Francisco, prohibits companies from subsidizing meals.
I see.
In the cafeteria. You can have the cafeteria, you just can't give it to them for free in Mountain View. The proposal in San Francisco is you can't even have the cafeteria.
All right, so what is the reason for
in
this?
In both places, supporters of the restriction argue that the cafeterias take away business from local restaurants and cafes because they discourage workers from leaving their offices. Harry Glasser, co-founder of data visualization startup Periscope Data, argues that banning workplace cafeterias in the Bay Area might not be such a bad idea.
Wow, man.
He says tech workers have a tendency to live in a bubble, making it easy for them to not engage with others in the city. Quote, in San Francisco, the supervisors are worried about what we call app culture, which is tech employees take a private bus to work, get off the bus, eat lunch in the cafeteria at work, get back on the bus, go home, then order dinner from an app.
Why is it their business? They're mad that people are not socializing.
Candlemakers petition all over again, but instead of the candlemakers, it's the sandwich makers.
Well, they're claiming this is going to be good for the employees because they're going to have to go out into the rest of the world.
Not it's good for you as the employee of Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah.
No. It's good for the company down the street that sells lunch.
That's
yeah,
true,
yeah,
too.
But that's not what you just read. What you just
that's
read is
what
you
read.
Have you have do-gooding central planners who are afraid that these people live in a bubble and they're not getting out, they're not being social, they're not meeting new people.
In both places, it's
bad for your health.
In both places, supporters of the restriction argue that the cafeterias take away from local restaurants
right.
and cafes.
They're arguing both.
And
Darryl
then
both
one, of the, one of the guys that runs a tech company says that the supervisors are worried about what's called the app culture, where you take a private bus to work.
The supervisors or the government government? Who's worried about it?
I think the city council in San Francisco might be called supervisors. Like some places have aldermen.
Supervisors.
In Pennsylvania, they don't have a town selectman. They call them town supervisors.
Right. Supervisor, like somebody who's placed over a group
he
of
says,
children.
Quote, the supervisors are worried about what they call app culture, where tech employees take a private bus to work, get off the bus, eat in the cafeteria, get back on the bus, go home, then order food from an app. And so, while they're living in a community, they're not engaging in the community. And I think that's unfortunate.
So we're going to force them to engage in the community by having them talk to a cashier, who will eventually be replaced by a machine.
And you know what we should do while we're at it? We should have the military with shotguns guarding, walking up and down the street, preventing these new restaurants that are getting all this new business from jacking up the prices of their
sandwiches.
Like
in Venezuela.
While
Periscope Data does not have an on-site cafeteria, the company caters all of its food from local businesses, which Glasser sees as a better alternative to hiring an in-house chef or working with a non-local supplier. He added that he thinks it's positive that the Bay Area is having an open conversation about how tech companies affect their cities for better or for worse.
You know, in the chat room, Big Ben in Canada brought up a very good point. Maybe these techies, maybe these employees aren't leaving their bubble because they don't want to walk out in the streets and step in a big pile of crap. Because
that's San Francisco,
man. That's their thing.
People are just taking dumps in the streets there?
They have apps. They have phone apps.
For what?
For taking feces.
Poop?
For poop on the streets. You see some poop, you mark it on your...
You're reporting it?
Yeah, you report the poop.
We're talking human poop, animal poop.
Human poop!
All right. Glasser continues, I do think it's reasonable for the community to expect us to engage, whether that's voting, volunteering, or buying lunch at an independent cafe down the street. This guy... Wow. This is a guy that runs a business, and he's like, oh, yeah, come on, just force me to do whatever you think is good, because I like...
Wait, who is Glasser?
He's the guy that runs Periscope Data, which is a tech company
in San Francisco. But that was the one that is already going to the there was one company you mentioned that's already going to the local businesses, the local restaurants.
That's the guy.
Yeah, so of course he's happy about it.
Right.
He doesn't have a cafeteria. So
right, he doesn't want one because, and that's why he's trying to get them to force everybody else. I do this, so everybody else should do this, and I'm going to force it through legislation.
Right, he doesn't have a cafeteria in his business, so he has to pay more, right? So this guy's paying more for catering or large orders or whatever at local businesses as compared to if you hire a cafeteria company, they get all the food from Sysco on the truck right there. It's more economic.
Yeah,
you know, they're
the company caters all of its food from local businesses.
Yeah, he's paying more, so he's not as competitive to being able to hire these young people that just want to stay in this one place and eat at the one place and go home, and the app culture is what you're talking about here. Look, you're not going to be able to stop this, okay? If the idea is that you're going to stop app culture, which is a new term for me, but interesting, if you think you're going to stop this by forcing employees to go out and go to Taco Bell so they can order from somebody who's standing behind a counter, and that's what, that's considered socializing now? That's socializing? That's engaging in your community? Is you're ordering from McDonald's? Last time I was at a McDonald's...
Yeah, meanwhile, you're swiping your card. You're talking to an order machine.
That's what I'm saying. Last time I was at McDonald's, they had those machines. It was in Massachusetts.
The whole time you're standing there in line, you're on your phone still.
Sure.
Having a conversation with your...
Well, I actually had a conversation with a guy in McDonald's. It was because he needed help with the machine. Yep. So he asked me to help him with the machine.
What was his age, by the way? Young guy? New?
Young. Maybe 20?
Interesting.
21 years old? Mark thought maybe he couldn't read.
Hmm.
Was why he was asking me to kind of show him how to order on this
machine.
I was
thinking about that.
So it's not a complicated machine.
So we're always making fun of the boomers and how they can't set the digital clock on the VCR and it's always going to blink 12.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to do all that, and I usually, you know, get her done. How many of the millennials and snowflakes know how to do all those things?
What, set a VCR?
Yeah.
Well, nobody has VCRs anymore.
Or could drive stick. I mean, there's so many things that millennials...
I learned on stick, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, there's so many things that I think they can't do anymore because it's taken care of by some phone app.
Yeah, that's true.
They can't count. They can't do math. They can't do simple math. They can't count currency. It's all done. It's all flickable.
Well, in their defense, there's a lot of people that are basically our age that can't count.
They can't type. My daughter can't type.
What?
Yeah, she looks like an eagle. She can text 200 friggin' words a minute, but she looks like an eagle sitting there over top of a keyboard.
If you like that stuff, Conan, you ought to check out the Kids React on the React
channel. We talked about this before. It's good stuff.
They just don't know what they're doing. It's amazing watching those things. It's hilarious.
I'm more and more, Xennials and the late millennials, we got it. The analog versus the digital, you know, that we had that transition. We are the saving grace of this world.
We got more on the way here. Hour number 3 is next. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.